Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Shauna Olson, filling in for Terry Loomis. Each spring, farmers race the clock to get their seed in the ground. Maintenance work during the off-season can help get planters ready for peak performance during the short planting window, according to Phil Jennings, service manager for Kinsey Manufacturing.
We can have the time in the shop when it's snowing outside to make sure that we're taking care of any issues that potentially could result in costly downtime next spring. The basic mechanical issues on planters are easy to walk around and see from wearing components, but don't forget that planters support a lot of technology, and those are the things that require maintenance that you can't see, your planter's electrical systems. So don't forget monitors and control systems also impact performance and ultimately the bottom line when we're out there planting.
Jennings says there are three basic areas to check to confirm your electronic systems that they're running properly.
The monitor display itself, just powered up, make sure that I've got all the right connections and I don't have GPS cables strung through a window or something that could be causing difficulty. Make sure that we check the software and we're getting good current versions out there from the website, and also clean them off. There's old data on there from last year, the old hybrid numbers, the old field data. Get rid of that so the monitors run at peak performance. We also have the opportunity to run those systems inside the shop, check the hydraulic drives and the clutch shutoffs right there in the shop during the winter time.
Consistent planter performance, he says, also requires that all mechanical parts are in good working condition.
Don't forget that this is a systems approach from the hitch pin all the way back through the closing wheel. So check the hitch clevis for wear. All of soil engaging components on row units, meaning our disc opener blades and our seed tube guards, things that we're used to. Don't forget those seed meters. Make sure we get them to run on the test stand. Know before you go by bringing a sample of your seed. And last but not least, check all of the safety components. Make darn sure that those SMV signs, the safety warning lights and our flashers are all in good working order. We want to make sure that we have a safe planting season.
Jennings notes that although many of these maintenance issues can be performed and tested in the workshop, it's also important to perform actual field tests once the weather conditions permit. While some planters are already working in Texas, the Corn Belt seems a long way away from planting because of snow and ice. However, the USDA is already thinking about planting. The USDA released its acreage estimates for 2018 and says corn and soybean acres will be split, 90 million acres going to corn and another 90 million to soybeans. The agency says wheat acres should rise to about 46.5 million acres. For Inside Agriculture, I am Shauna Olson.